leper went down into the Jordan seven times, and he came up shouting, Lord, I see my change. Naaman the leper went down into the Jordan seven times, and he came up shouting, oh Lord, see my change. Now if you don't know what a leper is, I want you to lend an ear. Why don't you open the pages of your mind, and I'll paint a picture there. See, there were sores on Naaman's body, spreading from limb to limb. He'd seen many a doctor, but there was no hope for him. Till one day, hey, a little servant girl said, Master,
good news.
I know somebody who knows somebody who knows what to do for you. Then she sent him on to a prophet. He couldn't believe his ears when the prophet told him to dip in the water of the muddy river down there. Said to go down into the Jordan seven times, and you'll come up shouting, Lord, see my change. Said you gotta go down into Jordan seven times, and you'll come up shouting, oh Lord, see my change. So he went on down in the water one time, and then again he began to wonder as he looked down at his hands. Well, there were plenty of rivers in his homeland where the waters run crystal clear. And he wondered why the prophet had to bring him away down here. So he went on down for the fourth time, started to go back home,
when a voice called out to him, Naaman, hold on, there's no power
in the water, Naaman, not in the muddy stream. You see, power comes from doing what God says. He said, you gotta go down into
Jordan seven times,
and you'll come up
shouting, oh Lord, see the change.
So he went on down for the
fifth time.
Body still covered with sores. Seems like the muddy water made him pain a whole lot more.
Six times in the Jordan,
six times so strange. Six times he looked at himself, six times no change. Oh, I know he must have thought somehow, way back in his mind, he'd be free from the dread disease without dipping seven times. Oh, I know he must have doubted why God's promise would be true. But Naaman had to learn when God won't seven, six won't do. He had to go
down into